Hi there, Eleanor Harrison Dengate with COVID-19 facts first. Australia's death toll is steady as we continue to see the curve flattening. Overnight, we've had 44 new positive tests across the country, taking our total to more than 6,300 cases. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has apologised for claiming the COVID cluster in Tasmania was linked to an illegal dinner party of health workers. He now says contact tracing has not confirmed the event took place. New South Wales and Victoria have both introduced new testing measures. Now in New South Wales, we can receive an SMS in less than 24 hours if our results are negative. In Victoria, they've expanded who can get the test, and now anyone with a fever or breathing symptoms will be eligible. Australia's jobless rate could hit 10% in the June quarter, according to Treasury estimates, the highest in more than 25 years. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says if it wasn't for the government's JobKeeper package, that number would have been hiked to 15%.
The JobKeeper package is providing an economic lifeline to millions of Australians. It's a wage subsidy, the size and scale and scope of which Australia has never seen before.
Meantime, he said there are no plans to increase the GST after the pandemic is over. It had been floated as one of the ways the government was looking at paying back the debt. And Afterpay has seen a huge upswing in its service. Homewares, necessity and personal care sales are all up. In sport, Aussie spinner Nathan Lyon reckons the current state of play is disappointing but understandable. He has relinquished his county cricket contract with Hampshire, and the two tests series against Bangladesh has been put on hold.
Obviously, it's disappointing to not be heading over to Bangladesh. That was going to be a massive challenge for the Australian cricket team, a place where personally I get challenged as well, and somewhere I enjoy playing my cricket as well.